I Heart You by Daniel Johnson. Copyright 2020 by Renaissance Productions.
Lively music and joyous voices filled every free space of the large room. Men in smartly dressed attire milled around and danced with countless women dressed in finery of every color. The myriad candles in the overhead chandeliers and the mountings on the walls gave off a vibrant shine. It lit the people with a complimentary soft amber that was reminiscent of fine oil paintings. Above the lively crowd in the balcony, behind the curled oak railing, a group of long-haired, finely dressed men wielded away at their stringed instruments. They were completely absorbed in their craft at the moment in the music, lost completely in their interchange between playing and engaging. Artists in a craft of times long ago, the music was them and they were the music. They were carried along by the clapping and the excitement of the crowd who bobbed and danced to the sound. They themselves were lost in the musical experience that now ruled this moment and these people. This was not a spectator sport. It was rather one that called up all the senses and beckoned the group to completely engage in this reality. Wide flowing dresses of every color floated in the air. Ribbon-held hair bounced with every step and every jump that the fresh-faced women took. Perfumed, wigged men in fine waistcoats struggled to conceal their awkwardness. They could scarce hold their composure as the brilliant smiles lit the faces of all in the room. A mixture of younger and older people surrounded the floor with smiles no less vibrant and strove to talk to each other above the din of the music and clapping. Young eyes of opposite sexes scoured the room, occasionally making cautious and evasive eye contact with each other, searching, dreaming, wanting, waiting for that one moment. Young men and women all search for the one clue that would open the door to the well-crafted fantasy they had dreamt since their youth. Using all the skill and insight that older and confident mentors had schooled them in. Don't look too long. Be sure to smile, but not too much. Do not make eye contact. Initiate it. Make sure your smiles are light and supple. Do not be overbearing or too forward. Wait for the clues before you react. The dizzying list was endless, but each of them strove to search their memories so they could hold every advantage. Lost in the crowded room were two young women whose shouting was overshadowed by the din. Just two more bright faces that made up this buoyant event, like some more words within the pages of a novel, but unique and essential to certain men who noticed them, who pondered their merits and planned what method they would use to initiate contact.
"The sampling is quite diverse this evening,"
said one of the women, as she slightly leaned forward to the other. The other woman, clothed in a blue dress, said,
"Yes, but not one who catches my fancy as yet, Antonia."
"I believe your scanning has been a little too cursory this evening, Antonia,"
said the other.
"I find the view quite appealing."
"But one can hardly see some of the more essential aspects of a man solely from his visage."
"That is why we must go out and talk, sister,"
Grace said with a wry smile. Antonia looked down.
"The more practical aspects of any match can always be discovered through the correct discourse."
Grace waved her fan softly, then clapped it in one hand.
"Heaven, sister, I don't mean talk to them directly."
She looked directly at Antonia now.
"There are far better ways to find out what you need."
"Oh, you mean talk to their mothers,"
Antonia said. Grace stared at her and paused a moment.
"For heaven's sake, Antonia, were you born in a barn?"
Grace said, looking away.
"The worst person you could speak with is their mother. There is no better way to ruin all of your chances as speaking with a man's mother."
Antonia forced herself to look up. As fear rushed through her, she looked down again. Under her breath, she said,
"Then what?"
Grace opened her fan and began to flutter it.
"I do declare, sister, whatever am I going to do with you?"
There was a long pause.
"The Widow Perkins,"
Grace said, exasperated.
"She knows everything about everyone and is more than excited to tell you what she knows than you are to listen."
The music stopped. Everyone's